Good afternoon to all of my fellow educators out there, and thank you for listening to Mrs. Stevens Scholars Podcast. According to the Georgia Partnership, it continues its mission of working tirelessly to improve student achievement in our state. Therefore, they have outlined the top 10 issues to watch in 2019. I will identify and reflect on issue number 7, ESA and vouchers. How are the tax dollars distributed in education? Across the United States, school choice programs include vouchers, tax credit scholarships, and education savings accounts, or ESA. School choice programs have become very popular nationwide. There are 53 choice programs spread across 25 states. While each is intended to give families greater flexibility in how they use taxpayer dollars to educate their children, they rely on different means to achieve that end. Vouchers are one of the oldest components for students to use public funds to pay for private school education. State funds are allocated to families in the form of a voucher to pay partial or full tuition at a private school. Tax credit scholarships programs allow individuals and businesses to donate money to nonprofit organizations known as student scholarship organizations in exchange for a partial or dollar-for-dollar state tax credit. ESA allows parents to withdraw their child from public school and gain direct access to their child's share of public per pupil funds. Parents then have the freedom to customize their child's educational experience by putting those funds toward state-approved educational services. Only 5 states currently have active ESA programs, and Georgia is not one of them. Currently, Georgia is home to both vouchers and tax credit scholarships. The state offers 3 options: the Georgia Special Needs Scholarship, the Georgia Private School Tax Credit Program, and the Qualified Education Donation Tax Credit. With the Republican-controlled General Assembly, it is likely that Georgia will see more proposed legislation across around USA and vouchers in 2019. According to the article, Georgia again stakes its claim as the nation's number one state for business. It is imperative that we know that every available education option is serving students well. Whether students attend a traditional public school or accept a scholarship to attend a private school, state leaders must be diligent in ensuring that every publicly funded education option in Georgia is academically rigorous and designed to prepare each student for college and career success.